With the last of April, the sun disappeared, leaving only a faint glint of brightness now and then along the horizon. Inside the huts, however, a flood of light for all purposes was provided by an electric generator, which was run by a gasoline engine. This was the first machine of its kind ever carried into the Antarctic regions. It was by electric light that the storekeeper checked his goods. The cook turned an electric switch when he went into his kitchen to prepare a meal. Not only did the men of Little America have electricity for lightning, but they had it for medical purposes as well. There was enough electricity to run the two powerful sun lamps which Dr. Francis D. Codman, chief physician of the party, had brought along. Each member of the expedition was required to bathe regularly in the light rays of these lamps. This rule was followed throughout the entire time of the long winter night, while the sun was not present to furnish a natural health-giving light.